We forgot to read the gospel passage. Gosh. This is what happens when things are different on Sunday morning. But Rebecca did an awesome job of talking about the story of the sower. So we'll just go on with a reflection, and I'll try to weave in some of that as we go along. Will you pray with me? Lord, now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So it was interesting that Rebecca was talking about being not always receptive to God's promptings. One of the things that, as I was reflecting on this passage this week, one of the things that I recognized in myself is that I am really good and really practiced at holding God at arm's length and saying, yeah, no, not so much. Sometimes it's intentional. When I have felt a call to do something in the church or do something in my faith or to step out of my comfort zone and be kind to someone that maybe I don't really want to be kind to, or to act in a way that is loving when I really feel spiteful. And sometimes it is just because I am too distracted with other things going on in my life, and it's like, really, God, now is not a good time. But I have to say that I am also intensely grateful for all of the ways that God has indiscriminately thrown that seed of faith, thrown those kernels of wisdom, thrown those little nudgings into my life in the form of words and people that have allowed me to grow and occasionally be good soil. Because it is those times in my life where I've actually said, okay, I'll try that. Or really more like, okay, God, I get it, right? A little bit frustrated, a little bit not quite ready, but okay, God, I'll give you a year. If you make this real for me, I'm all in. Never say that to God. Just saying. That was at a time where my children were really young, and we were sort of, we'd belonged to the church, and we had been active in the church, but we really didn't practice our faith much beyond Sunday morning. And I knew that at some point my kids were going to have to go to Sunday school, and I was going to have to make that decision of how deeply I really wanted them to be influenced by the church. And I didn't have really good experiences of church as a child. My childhood was all about checking the box and following the rules and being afraid that if I did something wrong, I was going to go to hell. And that's not what I wanted for my children. And so I said to God, I give you a year. Lots of things happened in that year and have happened in the years since. And I am very grateful that God doesn't care, as the farmer who throws the seed very wastefully and very indiscriminately upon whatever ground is there, that God is a God that gives us multiple chances to let those seeds lie, to let those seeds start to grow and wither, to let those seeds come to fruition in their own time. And I would guess that my experience is not unlike the experience of most others. We're not always good soil. And that's okay. Because one of the things in this scripture passage too that is that in that good soil, there is an abundance of love of that is reaped. So all of what is planted is returned 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. I think very often we tend to think of the love that we have received from God, that there's this like finite quantity in the world. That if we give it to people who are undeserving, that it won't go anywhere and it'll be wasted. But God's love isn't like that. God's love is and grace is abundant beyond our measure. So even those few seeds that land in fertile soil can produce 30, 60, 100 fold more. There's always more. It's not anything we need to hoard. It's not anything that the church has to protect. It's not anything that we have to put a cage around that says, we are God's people and you are not. The church hasn't always lived into that reality very well. There are lots of examples where the church has built walls around things. Walls around who can be included. I think that's one of the things that Jesus talked about frequently, was the way that the rules of society, the rules within the synagogue, the rules that people create insiders and outsiders. And Jesus was very concerned about those on the outside. Those that we would call other. Those that we didn't want to waste our precious seed of truth, our precious seeds of love, our precious seeds of forgiveness upon, because they aren't worthy of it. Worthy. All God's children are worthy. I am concerned about all of you, and you are all welcome. And that's hard. That's really hard if you think about it. Especially in a world that is so divided politically, religiously, economically. It's hard to reach across the divide and interact with people that are different from us. It's hard when we do that, when we do take those steps to reach across, to be part of something that is outside our comfort zone and hang out with people who are different. It's hard not to be a little paternalistic and say, I know what's good and I want to teach you about that. It's hard to listen. It's hard to be the learner. It's hard to accept that in those interactions, maybe they're about us being changed and not the other person. But it's also important to remember in the letter that to the church at Rome that Jan read, God dwells in you. The Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And if that Spirit, that love, that power is in you, then you can accomplish hard things. You can do those hard things. You can change and practice being more compassionate, being more wasteful with the love that you show others, being more generous with the forgiveness that you offer others, being more loving to people who are really, really hard to love. Think about the people in your life that are really hard to love. It may even be yourself. Well, there are times in my life where the most difficult person for me to love is me. And remember that whether you are fertile ground or hard as rock, God is loving you. God is blessing you. God is throwing seeds of grace and forgiveness on you all the time. Because God is that sower, and God loves you. And what God wants from each of us is to think about what it is that we are sowing in this world. Think about how we are sowing it. And to be like Jesus. Be wasteful. Be indiscriminate. Be generous. Be abundant. Because when we do, it's amazing what can happen. Amen.